God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. From all that dwell below the skies, let the Creator's praise arise. Let the Redeemer's name be sung in every land, by every tongue. Alleluia. Eternal are thy mercies, Lord. Eternal truth attends thy word. Thy praise shall sound from shore to shore, till sun shall rise and set no more. Alleluia. Lord, great is the peace of those who love your law. Though princes oppress me without cause, I stand in awe of your word. I take delight in your promise, like one who finds a treasure. Lies I hate and detest, but your law is my love. Seven times a day I praise you for your just decrees. The lovers of your law have great peace. They never stumble. I await your saving help, O Lord. I fulfill your commands. My soul obeys your will and loves it dearly. I obey your precepts and your will. All that I do is before you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. There is great peace, Lord, for those who love your law. They never stumble. Grant that those who love you above all else may be undisturbed by thoughts of evil. Lord, how great is the peace of those who love your law. The assembly of believers had but one mind and heart. How good and how pleasant it is when brothers live in unity. It is like precious oil upon the head, running down upon the beard, running down upon Aaron's beard, upon the collar of his robe. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the heights of Zion. For there the Lord gives his blessing, life forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Pour out over your church, Lord, the spirit of brotherly love and a longing for your peace. May this precious oil of the Holy Spirit flow over us to fill us with your gracious benediction. The assembly of believers had but one mind and heart. Save me from the grasp of the sinner, O Lord, my saving power. Rescue me, Lord, from evil men. From the violent, keep me safe. From those who plan evil in their hearts and stir up strife every day, who sharpen their tongue like an adder's, with the poison of vipers on their lips. Lord, guard me from the hands of the wicked. From the violent, keep me safe. They plan to make me stumble. The proud have hidden a trap, have spread out lines in a net, set snares across my path. I have said to the Lord, you are my God. Lord, hear the cry of my appeal. Lord, my God, my mighty help. You shield my head in battle. Do not grant the wicked their desire, nor let their plot succeed. I know that the Lord will avenge the poor, that he will do justice for the needy. Yes, you will pray, that the just will praise your name. The upright shall live in your presence. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you keep constant guard over your faithful people. Protect us from hidden snares and make us holy, that we may praise and bless your name and live in righteousness before you. Save me from the grasp of the sinner, O Lord, my saving power. A reading from the book of Romans. Never repay injury with injury. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. The Word of the Lord. The Lord's mercy has never failed. It will endure forever, unswerving his fidelity to those who obey him. Father, you gave your priest, St. Paul, a special love for the cross of Christ. May his example inspire us to embrace our own cross with courage. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.